Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu.
Namaste, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu.
So after, when you hear Shri Vishnu, then you place in your hand, the center of your hand, three drops of water.
Když slyší Shri Vishnu, tak si umístí na dlaňci ruky tři kapky vody.
And then you sip.
Pak to spokneš.
And then again, we will say Shri Vishnu, and again you put.
Potom zase řekneme Shri Vishnu, zase budeš nakapeš a zase to.
Three times.
Třikrát.
And then finally you wash the hand.
Nakonec si utřeš ruku.
Three drops and throw it down.
Tři kapky a dáš je.
So we will chant this mantra three times.
Takže tuto mantru budeme mantrovat třikrát.
And at the end of each time chanting, three Vishnu is chanted three times.
A na každýho je prakticky Shri Vishnu taky třikrát mantrovaný.
And then you have to sip three drops of water three times.
Takže máš nakapat tři kapky vody třikrát.
Understand?
Rozumíš?
Om apavitra
apavitra
pavitra
pavitra
va
va
sarva
sarva
astam
astam
gato
gato
piva
piva
ya
ya
smaret
smaret
pundarikaksham sa
sa
vayantara
vayantara
suci
suci
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu.
Okay, now clean your hand. Om apavitra
apavitra
mitra
apavitra
va
va
sava
sava
astam
astam
gato
gato
piva
piva
ya
ya
smaret
smaret
pundarikaksham
pundarikaksham
sa
sa
bhayantara
bhayantara
suci
suci
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Om
Om
Apavitra
Apavitra
Pavitra
Pavitra
Vaha Sava
Sava
Vastam
Vastam
Gato
Gato
Piva
Piva
Ya
Ya
Smaret
Smaret
Pundarikaksham
Pundarikaksham
Sa
Sa
Vayantara
Vayantara
Suci
Suci
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Now all together, are you going to leave?
I don't know, we'll do all together.
Okay. So those who have this Sri Brahma Samhita printout, we will chant together these sacred mantras.
Teď budeme doma tuto Brahma Samhitu, tak budeme zpívat tyto svaté mantry.
The Sanskrit only, please.
Jenom Sanskrit, prosím.
There are some other words here, header, sloka, Sanskrit. Don't say these.
Jenom Sanskrit, tady jsou ještě nějaký jako z počítače, nějaký detaily. Tak to neříkejte.
Om Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Robinda Sarva Karana Karanam Chintamani Prakata Savyamasya Kalpa Vriksha Laksha Vriteshu Sudhavira Vipavayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sevyamanam Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Venum Varanta Maravinda Dagaya Vaksham Varhavadam Samasitam Sudasundarangam Gandharva Kotika Maniya Vishesha Shobham Govinda Vrindavani Purusham Kalaham Rajani Aloda Chandra Kajasarva Namarya Vamsi Ratnam Garam Pranaya Kevi Kadadilasham Shyamam Tribanga Lalitam Niyatam Prakasham Govindamani Purusham Kalaham Rajani Adhyani Yasya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiram Jaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sadujvala Vigrahasya Govindamani Purusham Kamaham Bhajani Advaita Machu Brahmanari Narantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayavanam Cha Vede Shudula Pamadula Pamama Bhakrav Govindamani Purusham Kamaham Bhajani Antastu Kauti Shatavatsara Sampragamya Vayo Radhati Manasau Muni Tungavanam Sopyasti Yatrakari Sinya Vichintya Tatve Govindamani Purusham Kamaham Bhajani Tekopyasavra Chaitam Nyagaranta Kotim Yashchakshirashti Jagaranda Chayayaranta Adlantarashta Paramanu Chayankarashtam Govindamani Purusham Kamaham Bhajani Yadbhavapadika Diyomanu Jastataiva Sampravya Rupa Mahimashanayana Bhusha Shukrayameva Nigama Pratitashtumanti Govindamani Purusham Kamaham Bhajani Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitadish Tadhirya Eva Nijarupa Tayakalahi Goloka Eva Nivasakya Vilatma Bhuto Govindamani Purusham Kamaham Bhajani Premam Janachu Vidabhakti Vilochanena Santasa Daiva Hidayeshu Vilokayanti Yashyama Sundarama Chintya Guna Svarupam Govindamani Purusham Kamaham Bhajani Ramani Murti Shukalani Amena Vishtam Nana Vatara Makaroku Vaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhava Paramakumanyo Govindamani Purusham Namaham Bhajani Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagananda Koti Koti Svasesha Vasudhadi Vibhuti Vinam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Ananta Vashesha Bhudam Govindamani Purusham Kamaham Bhajani Maya Hiyasya Jagananda Shatani Sute Traigunya Tadvishaya Veda Pitaya Mana Sattva Vanambi Mana Sattva Vishuddha Sattva Govindamani Purusham Kamaham Bhajani Ananda Chinmaya Rasatmanaya Manashu Yaprāninam Pratipalam Smaratam Upegra Livāyitena Bhuvanāni Jayabhajasram Govindamani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Golokanamni Nijatamni Kalechatasya Devi Mahesha Haridama Shuteshu Teshu Tete Prabhava Nichaya Vihitascha Yena Govindamani Purusham Kamaham Bhajani Shrishti Shriti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Veka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga Durga, Ishanurupa Matriyasya Chakishta Kesha, Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajani, Shiram Yataya Divikara Vishesha Yoga, Sanjaya Tena Hitata Kritagasti Heto, Yasham Bhutam Apitata Samukaiti Karya, Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajani, Divachireva Hinashantaramavyubhedra, Divayate Vipritahetu Samana Dharma, Yastadrikeva Hichavishnutaya Vibhati, Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajani, Yakaranana Bhajareva Jatisma Yoga, Nidram Ananta Jagananda Saroma Rupa Adhara Shaktim Avalambya Param Svamurtim Govinda Mani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yasyaika Nishra Siddhakala Mata Avalambya Jivanti Loma Viraja Jagananda Nata Vishnur Mahansa Vihayasya Kala Vishesha Govinda Mani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Vasvandya Sasma Sakaleshu Nijeshu Teja Sriyam Kiyam Prakatayam Kya Vidavaratra Brahmaya Esha Jagananda Vidhana Karta Govinda Mani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yadpada Pallava Yugam Vinidaya Kumbha Vandre Pranama Samaye Sananagi Raja Vigra Nihantu Mahanasya Jagatrayasya Govinda Mani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Agnir Mahiga Kanamambu Marun Vishasya Kalastathatma Manasitya Jagatrayani Yasmam Bhavanti Vibhavanti Vishanti Yancha Govinda Mani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yaschakshuresha Savitasa Kalagrahanam Raja Samasta Suramurti Rashesha Teja Yasya Jaya Brahmanisham Vikakala Chakra Govinda Mani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Dharmota Bapa Nichaya Shrutayasta Pansi Brahma Nikita Patagava Dayascha Jiva Yadda Pramantra Vibhava Prakata Prabhava Govinda Mani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yasvindra Ropa Madhavendra Mahosa Karma Varadhanu Rupa Palabhaja Namata Noti Karmani Nirda Atikintu Chabakti Bhajan Govinda Mani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yankrona Kama Sahaja Pranayani Bhiti Vatsalya Moha Guru Gaura Vaselya Pavai Sanchintya Tasya Sadrishinta Nuraturete Govinda Mani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Shriya Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpataro Duruma Bhumi Shintamani Kanahani Toyam Amitam Kata Kanam Dhanyam Gamanam Amivam Sipriya Sakhi Chidanandam Jyoti Paramahinyaka Svanyamanicha Jayam Rakshirabhi Shravati Surabhi Vyascha Sumahan Nime Sarvatyava Prajati Nahiyatra Nisamaya Bhaje Shveta Nipam Tamaham Yagoda Vityaham Vinyam Daste Santa Chiti Vyavasara Kabinaye Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarana Kalyanam.
Jai. Hare Krishna. So what to do, Shanti? You come forward here and offer your obeisances in this direction. This is going to be a very short sort of lecture, condensed lecture. So, Bhakta Dushan's name, his worldly name, given to him by his parents, is a very inauspicious name in the Sanskrit language.
Jeho světské jméno, které mu dali jeho rodiče, je velice nepříznivé jméno podle védských zásad.
The word Dushan means mistake.
Slovo Dushan znamená chyba.
So, but now, yes, actually it's a fact. To take birth in this material world is a big Dushan, a big mistake.
Vlastně je to pravda, ve skutečnosti jenom zrodit se v tomto hmotném světě je velký dušan, neboli chyba.
So therefore, it is incumbent, it is required upon the human being to take second birth, dvija.
Proto je nutné pro živou lidskou bytost, aby se zrodila ještě jednou svoje druhé zrození, aby vzala dvija.
Dvija. Dvi means second, ja means birth.
Dvi znamená druhý a ja znamená zrození.
So this initiation is the second birth.
Takže toto zasvěcení je vlastně druhé zrození.
Srila Sanatana Goswami has described this second birth, this initiation, as a complete transformation.
Srila Sanatana Goswami popsal toto druhé zrození neboli iniciaci jako úplnou transformaci.
Yata kanchinatam yati kamsyam rasa vidhanata. He has compared this process of initiation to the process of alchemy.
A on porovnává tento proces zasvěcení procesu alchemie.
In olden days, also in Europe, there were alchemists who would take some cheap metal and by some semi-mystical, semi-chemical process, they would transform the cheap metal into gold.
Existovali ty alchemisti, kteří by sehnali nějaký levný metal, nějaký levný kov, a potom by z toho levného kovu pomocí polochemickými, polomystickými procesy vyrobili zlato. Mm-hmm.
So, Srila Sanatana Goswami has said that this initiation takes someone whose birth, first birth, was a useless birth, a mistake, a dusham.
Sanatana Goswami říká, že tato iniciace se děje, že vezmeme někoho, jehož první iniciace, prakticky první zrození, byla úplně neužitečná, aby byla dušan vlastně.
And transforms that person into someone who is very, who is most valuable.
A transformuje tuto osobu do někoho, kdo je velmi který je nejhodnotnější.
Most valuable means devotee of the Lord.
Nejhodnotnější znamená oddaný pána.
Devotee of the Lord is valuable because by his association, his associating with others, they also become transformed into devotees.
Oddaný pána je hodnotný, protože jenom združování se s ním v jeho společnosti Oddaní se taky, ostatní se taky stanou oddanými.
So I have selected a name for Bhakti Dushan, a spiritual name, which indicates this process of transformation through association with the Vaishnavas.
Takže jsem vybral pro Bhakta Dushana nové duchovní jméno, které naznačuje vlastně tuto transformaci přes združování se s Vaishnavama.
So I will reveal this name after Bhakta Dushan tells me what the four regulative principles are that he must follow from this day forward.
A zjevím toto jméno, když mi Bhakta Dushan řekne, který čtyři regulativní principy od tohoto dne bude nadále následovat.
These principles are no meat eating, fish, egg, no illicit sex, no intoxication and no gambling.
And how many rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra must you chant every day?
16.
And what about Anikadasis?
25.
Very good. So, here are your beads. And your name is Susanga Jata. Susanga. Susanga means good association or Vaishnava association.
Susanga znamená dobrá společnost nebo vaishnavská společnost.
And jata means birth.
A jata znamená zrození.
So this is a name which I found in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Toto je jméno, které jsem našel v pátém kantu Srimad Bhagavatam.
So this applies very nicely to the former Dushan, now the Susanga Jata Das.
A pěkně se to aplikuje na bývalého Dushana, teďka Susanga Jata Das.
His birth was a mistake.
Jeho zrození byla chyba.
But he has made good use of his birth by entering the Susanga, the association of Vaishnavas.
Ale dobře využil toto špatné zrození, že stoupil do společnosti Vaishnavů.
And Jata, and taking birth again as a devotee himself.
A Jata znovu se narodil jako samotný oddaný.
Jai.
Jai. Jata. Jai.
So you can go sit there again. So, Maharaj. Maharaj, you should also explain beforehand about the fire sacrifice, because I think this is the first one. Everyone has to know what to do with the grains and when and so on.
Can I do one thing first? Can I try to light it?
Okay.
And then talk.
Well, all right.
Just in case it doesn't work.
This is the first sacrifice. Have you ever seen it
before? No, Davis. Some of them have been
other places.
To other places to see sacrifice, but there's never been one here.
All right, so this is the sacrifice is Krishna is worshipped in many, many forms.
Krishna je uctíván v hodně, hodně podobách.
So he comes in his form that we are able to relate to. He comes in the form of his name.
A přichází v této podobě, který můžeme mít s ním vztah, přichází v podobě svého jména.
He comes in the form of the Archa Vigraha.
Přichází v podobě Archa Vigraha.
He comes in the form of the Shastra.
V podobě Shastra.
And he comes in the form of the Guru.
A přichází v podobě Guru.
So, in these forms, then, the living entity, the conditioned soul, is able to relate and worship God.
V těchto podobách živá bytost podmíněná duše je možná mít vztah a uctívat Boha.
Otherwise, due to his coverings, he is not able to perceive God.
A jinak kvůli jeho překrytí, on není schopný prakticky vidět Boha.
So then Krishna comes, so kindly comes in these different forms that we can perceive him.
Krishna milostivě přichází v těchto různých podobách, aby jsme ho mohli vidět.
But we should not mistake that this is like idol worship or something, that this is just fire, or this is just picture, or this is just wood or stone.
Takže ale neměli bychom si myslet, že to je jenom jako uctívání idolu, že to je jenom oheň a to je jenom obraz a to je jenom kámen.
But just like the transcendental electrician Krishna, through his internal potency, his yoga maya, transforms the material elements into transcendental satchitananda.
Takže Krishna jako transcendentální elektrikář transformuje svoji vnější energii do spirituální energie satchitananda.
So one of these forms is the fire.
Takže jedna z těchto podob je oheň.
So in this fire we'll be worshipping Krishna in the form of Vaishnava Agni.
V tomto ohni budeme uctívat Krishnu ve podobě Vaishnava Agni.
That means the form of the Lord, or the fire Agni, which is in which we worship the Vaishnavas.
To je podoba ohně jako Agni, v který uctíváme Vaishnavy.
Alright. Then in this, since Krishna has come in this form, then he accepts offerings also in this form.
A Krishna když přijde v této podobě, tak přijímá taky oběť v této podobě.
So that will be in the form of ghee.
Takže to bude v podobě
clarified butter. I'll be offering, we'll chant mantras, and after the mantra, then we'll the word swaha will be said.
Takže budeme tady nabízet ghee, který je očištěné máslo, a se slovy swaha budeme nabízet toto máslo.
Swaha ghee. Is the Swaha is the form of Lakshmi, who is the wife of the fire.
Swaha jméno Lakshmi, která je manželkou ohně.
And she carries these offerings to Agni, or Vaishnava Agni, to Krishna.
A nosí tyto oběti k Vaishnava Agni, neboli Krishna.
Then others, the initiate and Sri Guru, will offer grains into the fire.
A potom ostatní guru, Sri Guru, budou obětovat obilí do ohně.
We have grains here, so there's a mudra. We will pick up the grains like this.
Takže
this is
tady jsou obilniny a máme jich zvednout takovýmto
způsobem. And we'll put in the fire when we say swaha.
A dáme to ohně, když řekneme swaha.
All right, not by handful.
Ne plnou rukou, ale jenom těmito prsty.
In this way we'll continue through all the mantras of the Mangalacharan. Until we get to the last the final offering, the Purnahuti.
Až nepřijdeme k konečnému oběti Purnahuti.
Where everyone will stand.
Kde všichni vstanou.
And then we will offer prayers to Krishna.
A potom odáme modlitbu Krishnovi.
Final offering of ghee will be put in the fire.
Konečný oběť ghee předána do ohně.
And then for the pleasure of Krishna, for the pleasure of the fire, then the initiate will make an offering into the fire of a banana.
A potom pro upotěšení Krishny, ten, který dostal iniciaci, a Sri Guru taky dají oběť do ohně, banánovi.
So, this banana is not something mystic.
Tato banán není mystického.
Just like when we offer some foodstuffs to Krishna, it's not something mystic.
Jako když dáváme jídlo Krishna, to není něco mystického.
What is the esoteric meaning of the rice? And why there is a chili inside the sabji behind the cauliflower? Not like that.
To není jako proč je ta esoterická tady rýže. Proč je tady čili tady za tím květákem, není to takovým způsobem.
Whenever we give the television interviews, that's always the question they ask. What is the esoteric meaning of the banana offered into the fire?
Když dáváme program na televizi, tak se vždycky ptají, jaký je esoterický význam dávání banánu do ohně.
But it is an offering to for the pleasure of the Lord.
Ale je to oběť pro potěšení pána.
In big yagyas, you will see that they'll even offer gold and silk and jewels and all kinds of various items for the Lord's
satisfaction.
So we will simply offer a banana. So this is, banana is considered to be a first class fruit.
Banana je považována za prvotřídní ovoce.
So therefore we will offer a banana.
A potom budem obetovať banán.
Anything else, Drew? Just go ahead.
Others will also be throwing grains?
They have some grains here.
Can we throw?
Others can throw.
Can we throw? We have grains.
Yeah, some places they throw, some places they don't. If others are throwing, the idea is to get the grains into the fire.
Not onto the...
Yeah.
Ide nápad je ten, že všichni budú dávať ten obiloviny do ohne, nie jiná niekam.
Because Krishna in the form of fire can accept these grains and eat them.
A Krishna ve forme ohne môže přijímat tyto obiloviny a jíst je.
Because we should not throw them on Sri Guru or the Guru here. Because in this divine form, he is not able to properly accept these grains. Even though he has transcendental form, where every sense can do the, the activity of the other sense.
Kde každý smysl může dělat funkci jiného smyslu.
Still in this form, how he's manifesting, he acts like an ordinary human being.
Nadále v té formě, jako který se manifestuje, jedná jakoby v normální podobě.
And that he eats through his mouth.
A jí přes svoji pusu.
And it must be cooked.
A musí být vařený.
So these grains, even though it may be a good sentiment to throw them all over him,
tyto obiloviny, i když je dobrý sentiment to pohodit všechno na něj.
He cannot eat through his shirt and through his arms and what's all over the top of his head.
On nemůže jít přes oni nemůže jít přes svoje košily a přes
So we request everyone to throw everything into the fire.
Takže žádáme všechny, aby všichni házeli ty věci do ohně.
Also, maybe just for interest, if someone will ask, this is Shruk and Shruga.
To jsou dvě nářadí. Shruk and Shruga.
Yes, these are for offering ghee into the fire.
To jsou pro nabízení ghee do ohně.
These are according to Samaveda.
To jsou podle Samavedy.
Like this. This one here, we have two divisions here. One is for the sun and one is for the moon.
Tady máme tu část, tohle jedna je pro slunce, jedna pro měsíc.
And in this one, the big one, for offering the final offering, we see that the point here, the head is like that of an elephant.
A tady,
elephant's nose.
Tady vidíme to zesto pro oběť na konci, vypadá to jako, jako chobot od slona.
Some of them also look like lion's head or cow's head.
Někteří taky vypadá jako hlava lva nebo krávy.
This one is not a back scratcher.
Toto není na drbání zad.
It is for doing things with the fire.
To je, aby si dělali věci s ohněm.
It's much easier than putting my own hand inside. And this is for drawing the lines and all those different things to do with the kunda.
A toto je, aby se stávali různým obrazce.
And it's kept sharp by kusa grass.
A udržuje se to ostrým kusa trávou.
No kusa grass, so it's a little dull.
Kusa tráva je trošku tupá.
Right.
Bez kusa trávy je to trošku tupý.
No other questions, I don't think. All right, so now we will begin. All right, so I will chant. We should start kirtan. Kirtan, lightly through kirtan. I will chant a mantra, have the reading, and then you repeat after me one word. And when we say swaha, then you throw things into the fire.
Takže budeme zpívat teďka mantru, a když já řeknu, vy budete opakovat po mně, a když řeknu swaha, tak vyhodíme ty obiloviny do ohně. Thank you.
Swaha.
place, the banana in the fire, you replace, not throw. Alright?
Oh, my God.
Distribute this nice one. Like one person.